Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and starting off the program was something from Montreal, a new project called Ballsy, and that's the work of Isabel Banos, who's in a group called Cave Boy. I think they were a three-piece that had like an album and an EP, but she's doing solo stuff under the name Ballsy. That was a track called Be Your Baby. And it's off an album called Bizou, I do believe. And that one is sitting at number 40 on the National Campus Radio Charts at earshot-online.com. And starting off the program tonight, we're going to hear a couple of Canadian artists. And the first of which is an artist, I do believe, from Prince George, but currently based in Smithers. And that's Naomi Kavka. A release out called Then and Now is on the National Radio Charts as well. And it's doing pretty good at number 34. We'll hear a track off of that. Something called Landline. And then after Naomi Kavka, an artist named Aladian Karufi, I do believe is how you pronounce it. And he's based out of Edmonton. He's got a release out called Studies in a Dying Love. We'll hear a track called Now and Forever. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR, this is Naomi Kavka out of Smithers and a track called Landline.
We'll be right back. Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown east side. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown east side at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was Aladdin Kirofi and a track called Now and Forever off the Studies in a Dying Love release. And prior to that was something from Naomi Kavka and a track called Landline off the Then and Now release. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and playing a lot of new stuff I've been checking out, and also a lot of newer Canadian music that's been doing quite well on the Earshot charts. And we'll keep going with that. We're going to hear an artist that I played a few weeks ago out of Calgary, a trio called Bluffing, a really great kind of a old indie project, and a album called People Pleaser. We're going to hear a track called Familiar Circles. Bluffing.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And this one is still doing pretty good on the radio charts at number 44. After that, we're going to hear something from a really great kind of guitar indie project out of Victoria called Teenage Art Scene. Gives a lot of nods to Pixies, Guided by Voices. Teenage Art Scene has a lot of kind of jammy guitar rocks and kind of stuff. If you head to teenageartscene.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And we're going to hear a track off of that called Broad Strokes off the Minor Leagues release. After that, another artist that I played a few weeks back, a project called Golfer. And they are out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken. But we're going to hear a track called Hollow Scenic off the Lights Out album. I do believe it's a full album, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, we'll hear that and then get back to you and talk to you some more. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Calgary, a project called Bluffing. This track is called Familiar Circles.
Look at the man. Paper wrapped around his ankle. Sleeves fall down. Thank you.
welcome back. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. And what you just heard was a trio, it's a four-piece out of Montreal called Golfer. And you hear the track called Holocenic off the Lates Out release. And I think they have broken up since. It says they ran from 2011 to 2024. So I guess it's their final release here. And if you head to golfer.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And before that, a really great kind of guitar rock project out of Victoria called Teenage Art Scene, Broad Strokes off the Minor Leagues album is what you heard. And Bluffing at the top of the set with Familiar Circles off the People Pleaser album. And Bluffing is based out of Calgary. We're going to keep going with some more new music, and we're going to play something that I'm pretty excited to play. And we're going to hear something from Daniel O'Sullivan. He's got a new kind of drone-y release out called Pastoral Machine out on VHF Recordings, which is a really great kind of a more psych-oriented label out of Virginia. VHFrecords.bandcamp.com is where you can check it out. And if you're not familiar, Daniel O'Sullivan makes some really great kind of drone experimental music. He's in projects like Oliver, This Is Not This Heat, and he's also involved with Grumbling Fur, which is a really big artist that I've been listening to in the past few years. And that's the work of Daniel O'Sullivan, as well as another member that's slipping my mind right now. Alexander Tucker. They make up Grumbling Fur, but they also do a lot of their own solo work. But we're going to hear The Pastoral Machine by Daniel O'Sullivan with a track called Idea of Cow. And then after that, something from Alexander Tucker and a release out under his Microcorpse project, which is a little bit more kind of a electronic techno type stuff that he puts out. And we're going to hear a track off the Macrocorpse album, something called KDAC. And if you head to datworm.bandcamp.com, you check that out. That's a label out of Germany. And then after that, we're going to hear the two of the artists together collaborating under the Grumbling Fur project. And we'll hear the Ballad of Roy Batty. That's off an album called Glenastra. And that features few lyrics made from the poetic dialogue of Roy Batty in Blade Runner. Really, really great track. So we're excited to hear these three artists, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR. This is Daniel O'Sullivan with The Idea of Cow. Thank you.
Listen. Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Grumbling Fur with a track called Ballad of Roy Batty off the Glenastra album that came out in 2013. And I do believe that was out on Thrill Jockey Recordings. And before that, you heard both of those artists on their separate solo projects. Most recently was Microcorpse, a track called KDAC off the Macrocorpse album that came out on the Digital Archive of Tapeworm record label. Before that, you heard brand new stuff from Daniel O'Sullivan and an album called The Pastoral Machine that came out August 9th this week, and you heard something called The Idea of Cow. If you want to check out that album, head to vhfrecords.bandcamp.com. And up next on Canada Post Rock, we'll kind of hear a couple of ambient artists, and the first of which is a release that came out in 2022 by Malibu out of France, an album called Palaces of Pity, and we're going to hear a track off of it called So Far Out of Love. And this album is being reissued this week, and it's I guess it's kind of a deluxe version where you can get an extra track into your digital folder, I believe. And once again, that's Malibu on the Uno NYC record label. After that, we're going to hear something from Martina Basta and a track called Flame After Flame off an album of the same name. And Martina Basta is an ambient artist out of Krakow, Poland. And if you head to martinabasta.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And this one came out on the Stroom record label, whom I play very often. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is off the deluxe edition of the Palaces of Pity album by Malibu. This is a track called So Far Out of Love.
Maybe I'm just a manic pixie pacifist.
Summer Light is back, baby. On August 10th, spend the day with 14 local Vancouver acts, headlined by the Golden Age of Wrestling and actors. This year, you can attend your favorite indie music festival with no cost whatsoever. That's right, admission is free. In the East Side's very own Strathcona neighborhood, Summerlight is here to give new artists a chance to bring vibrancy to a part of Vancouver that so many artists call home. Summerlight Festival is brought to you by Light Organ Records. We can't wait to see you on August 10th.
You must understand the meaning of any facts you wish to remember.
On Saturday, August 10th, the Rio Theatre will screen Stand By for Failure, a documentary about Negative Land, followed by a performance by Negative Land. Doors are at 7, with the film starting at 7:30 p.m. Advance tickets are available at riotheatretickets.ca. That's riotheatretickets.ca.
This is not normal.
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. What you just heard was a couple of ambient artists. Most recently was Martina Basta with a track called Flame After Flame, and that's off an album on Stroom Records. And you can check that out at martinabasta.bandcamp.com, and she's an ambient artist out of Krakow, Poland. And before that, you heard Malibu with a deluxe edition of an album that came out in 2022, I do believe, an album called Palaces of Pity. You heard the track called So Far Out of Love, and that one comes with a new unreleased track that wasn't available when it first came out in 2022. Came out, yeah, 2022. And if you head to Malibu with 4ms.bandcamp.com, you can check out her other releases. And up next, we're going to hear another reissue of an artist named Kayeya, I do believe. And we're going to hear a track off the album called Forever Your Girl. And we're going to hear a track called Negus Poem 1 and 2. And this one is, I think, being reissued this year. Originally came out a couple of years back, but there's a new version being put out, I do believe, or it's just simply being repressed. But anyways, we're going to hear that. And then after that, we're going to hear a compilation out called Dear God on the Lost Domain record label. And we're going to hear track from an artist named DJ Gons, something called Driven Souls. This one's a little bit more kind of a dub and techno oriented compilation. If you head to lostdomain.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And once again, that's the Dear God compilation. But first, this is something from 2020's Kayeya. This is a track off the Forever Girl album out on XL Recordings, and we're gonna hear a track called Negus Poem 1 and 2. Then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. And I did want to mention, if you missed anything I said, you can also head to citr.ca and go to the shows and go to the podcasts, and you can from there you can see a collection of tracks that I played in case you missed it, what I said or something like that. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Kayeya. Thank you.
Thank you.
And from the Lost Domain record label, that was DJ Gons with a track called Driven Souls off the new compilation called Dear God, and that's G-H-O-D. And prior to that, you heard something from Kaya. I do believe I'm pronouncing it correctly, or it could be Kaya, but the track was called Negus Poem 1 and 2 off the Forever Your Girl album that came out in 2022, and it's being reissued this year. And you're listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR, and I'm your host, P-Bone. We got about 25 minutes left on the program, so we'll try to cram in as much as we can. And we're going to hear something from J Glass Dubs up next, out of Athens, and have played them a few times before, but we're going to hear an EP called DJ Humble, and we're going to hear an extended version that's being put out this year, and we're going to hear the track called Blue Plate Special. Head to jglassdubs.bandcamp.com to check that out. After that, we're going to hear a really interesting release that I guess would be kind of a sort of 8-bit reggae kind of dub style type music. It's from a project called Mafi, out on a label called Jatari Records. The album is called Mastermind Computer Style, and we're going to hear a track off of it, something called a track called Another Lara Rhythm. Must be a reference to Lara Croft, because it does have a very video game sound to it. Once again, some really cool sounding 8-bit reggae music from Mafi. And if you head to the Jaffe Bandcamp page is where you can check that out. Let's see, it's at jatari.bandcamp.com. That's a label out of Germany. That's J-A-H-T-A-R-I. But first, from J Glass Dubs, this is a track called Blue Plate Special. We'll be right back.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
Hey there, do you like sweet and sentimental stories and songs?
Do you enjoy a pleasant chat and a giggle with pals? Then you're gonna love our show, Love Notes, here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Every week, a new guest selects a great love of their life, a sibling, a romantic partner, a best friend, and we get to make a show about the stories and songs that make up their love.
Join us on this journey for the ears and the heart every other Tuesday at 10 a.m.
That was some really cool 8-bit reggae from Maffy with a track called Another Lara Rhythm off the Mastermind Computer Style on the Jatari record label. Prior to that, you heard something from J Glass Dubs, an extended edition of DJ Humble that came out in 2022. You heard the track called Blue Plate Special. And we got about 10 minutes or so in the program, so we're going to try to fit in as much as we can. We're going to hear new stuff from Lies Recordings, one of my favorite electronic labels. A new release from Tom Carruthers and an album called Downtown Rhythm was just put out. We'll hear the track called The Groove. Really great, kind of 80s house sounding electronic music. And then after Tom Carruthers, we're going to hear something from a pretty well-known dubstep artist named Joker. He's got a new single out called Elastic Band. Backed with Small Room, we're going to hear a track called Elastic Band, and then maybe it could fit in one more track, but we'll see. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM, new stuff from Lies Recordings. This is an English artist named Tom Carruthers. This track is called The Groove.
Thank you.
And thanks for tuning in this week. I don't think I'm going to be able to fit in another track like I had planned. So we're just going to finish off with that track that I mentioned. But what you just heard was Tom Carruthers with The Groove off the Downtown Rhythms album. And we're going to end off tonight with something from Joker, a longtime dubstep artist, and a new release out called Elastic Band / Small Room. Well, here's the track called Elastic Band. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And if you missed anything I said, you can always head to CITR.ca, check out the schedule, and go to the show listings and read a playlist of tracks that I played, as well as add your favorite CITR show to your favorite podcast device via an RSS feed. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is Joker with a track called Elastic Band.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist